今天的经文是提摩太后书第三章一到九节。你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，旁毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心腹生结，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自悦，性情暴躁，不爱良善，卖足卖油，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有金钱的外貌，且背了金钱的实意，这等人你要躲开。那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的，正是这等人。这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的恣意引诱，常常歇息，终究不能明白真道。从前亚尼和扬比怎么样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎么样抵挡真道。他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。然而他们不能再这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像那恶人一样。
Good afternoon, it's good to be here today.
下午好，今天非常好能够来到这里。
We pray, Lord God, please speak to us from your word today.
主啊，求你啊，今天向我们的心灵说话。
Your word is living and active, and we ask that you would speak to our hearts, that we would live as Christ's disciples.
你的话是活泼的，求你向我们的心灵说话。
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, the Australian Catholic Church has released data that shows that 7% of priests working between 1950 and 2009 have been accused of child sex crimes.
澳大利亚天主教会发布了的数据，显示出来在1950年到2009年，在这期间工作的 7% 的神父被指控犯有儿童性的犯罪。
There were 4,444 alleged child sex abuse incidents that were recorded in that survey.
在这个调查中记录了大约有4,444起涉嫌儿童性虐待的事件。
90% of the victims were boys, and the average age of their abuse was 11.5.
90% 以上的受害人是男孩子，受虐待的年龄平均年龄是11.5。
The 10% that were girls were about 10.5 years of age when they were abused.
受虐的女孩呢，平均年龄只有10.5。
See, abused by men who have a form of godliness but are not true believers.
他们被那些个有敬虔外貌的人，但不是真正的基督徒的人所虐待。
When I was at another Baptist church, there was an older man who got involved in our youth ministry.
在我以前工作的浸信会里一个年长的男人，他参加这个协助青年团契。
To be an older mentor and a support.
做一个老的一个导师还有支持。
But when he was away with one of the young men singing at other churches, he made a homosexual advance towards this young man.
当他同一个在其他的另一个教会里唱歌的年轻人在外出时呢，他给这个人发出同性恋的请求。
I knew the young person well. It was very devastating for him.
我认识这个年轻人，对他来说是一个非常沉重的打击。
When it was reported to the pastor, the man and his wife left the church.
当给牧师报告了这件事之后，那个人和他的妻子就离开了教会。
He was a man who had a form of godliness, but was not truly a believer.
他呢有敬虔的外表，但并不是一个真正的基督徒。
Sadly, there are many people like that in churches.
非常悲哀的是，在教会里有很多这样的人。
So Paul writes to Timothy, a young pastor, to prepare him for difficult times.
保罗写信给年轻的提摩太，要他来准备自己来面对这样的时刻。
He says, Timothy, mark this: there will be terrible times in the last days.
他说提摩太，你应当知道，在末世必有危险的日子来到。
What are the last days?
什么是末后的日子呢？
Peter on the day of Pentecost quoted Joel's prophecy that in the last days God would pour out his spirit on all flesh and declare that this prophecy had been fulfilled, Acts 2:14-17.
在使徒行传二章的十四到十七节，彼得在五旬节那天引用约珥的预言，说在末日神要将他的灵浇灌凡有血气的，这个预言在那时就成就了。
So the last days is the period between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus.
所以末后的日子指的是耶稣的第一次来和第二次再来之间的时期。
We live in the last days.
我们就生活在末后的日子里。
We have 2,000 years of the last days from the New Testament church to now.
从新约的教会一直到现在已经有2000年了。
So when Paul writes to Timothy about the terrible days, he means right then when Timothy was alive.
当保罗说那个最后的，就是在提摩太那个活着的日子。
And in verse 5 he says, have nothing to do with these ungodly people.
在第五节告诉提摩太，你不要给这些人打交道。
There will be distressing times, he says.
到那个时候有非常危险的日子。
The church will go through extreme difficulty.
这个教会会面对极度的艰难。
It means that will be hard to bear.
那个时候，这个日子就是难以忍受。
Hard to deal with and violent and dangerous.
在那个时候呢，非常的难熬，有暴力和危险。
And where do these dangers come from? Where will the dangers come?
但是这些危险是从哪里来的呢？
Ungodly people who don't believe the truth and who are immoral will cause these distressing times.
就是那些不敬虔的人，他们并不认识神，他们没有好的道德，就是这些人造成了这些艰难的日子。
Did you know that in Australia, there are religious leaders who are living in same-sex relationships, two men or two women living together as husband and wife, who are pastoring churches?
不知道，可能你不知道，在澳大利亚呢，也有一些宗教的领袖，他们是有同性关系的人，就是男人跟男人，女人跟女人。但是呢，这些个人当牧师，在牧养教会。
And that is happening in other parts of the world too.
其实，在另一个别的世界里时代也有。
Some Bible-believing evangelical congregations have left their denominations, have had to give up their properties because of the terrible teaching by their bishops and their elders.
有一些世界各地的福音教会，因为有的他们的主教还有他们的领袖，他们的错误的教导，他们不得不离开这个教派，也不得不放弃他们的财产。
They're distressing times.
这是危险的日子。
Terrible times.
痛苦的日子。
Some pastors or leaders steal from their congregations.
甚至有的牧师从教会中窃取钱财。
I was reading of one man in California.
我读的一个人是在加利福尼亚。
He sold the church building and the manse without telling the church.
他把教会的教堂还有这个教会的别墅卖了以后呢，他没有告诉教会。
Put the money in his pocket.
把钱放在他自己的兜里去了。
He bought a new black BMW.
他买了个新的 BMW.
Drive it down the main street.
开下街道去了。
Says, look at my car.
看看我这个车。
He was in court and went to jail.
后来他被上了法庭，进了监狱。
Paul warns Timothy that sometimes evil people come into the church and do terrible things.
保罗提醒提摩太，有的时候很糟糕的人会进入教会，给教会的带来很大的伤害。
So verse 2 to 9, I say, beware the dangerous people.
在第29节，那些你要小心那些危险的人。
What are they like?
他们像什么样的人呢？
Their moral conduct, they love themselves, they love money, and they love pleasure.
他们那些人是专顾自己，贪爱钱财，好厌乐的人。
They hold to the me first syndrome, I am the most important person in the world.
他们得了自我首先综合症，都是一切都是自我的利益当先。
They just want to feel good.
他们只想自己感觉良好。
Enjoy themselves.
自得其乐。
They don't care about anyone else.
他根本不关心别人。
What they should be is lovers of God.
他们应当是爱神的人。
So let's see what they're like. Firstly, they love themselves.
首先，他们爱他们自己。
They are boastful.
他们啊啊就是好夸耀。
They talk about their accomplishments, their talents, their skills. They tell everyone because they always think about themselves.
他们夸耀他们的成就、才能和技巧。他们跟每个人都说。
They are arrogant.
他们是狂傲的人。
They think they're very special.
他们觉得他们自己很特殊。
They're abusive.
他们是虐待的人。
They put others down and lift themselves up.
他们把别人压下去，好让他们自己提起来。
They hurt others. They injure others.
他伤害别人啊啊，给别人造成痛苦。
When you love yourself, you put others down so you can feel better.
有的时候，如果你爱你自己，你把别人压下去，你觉得自己很好。
That's why Paul said to Timothy, "It will be distressing when this happens."
啊，他所以他保罗跟提摩太说，当这件事情发生的时候，是非常痛苦的。
And we have breakdown in family relationships. They are disobedient to parents.
啊，还有就是关系的破裂，就是在他们不。啊、尊重他们的父母。
They're ungrateful. They're not thankful for everything they have.
他们、根本对、人对神完全的不感恩。
They are unholy, he says.
他们的心不圣洁。
They are unloving.
他们没有爱。
They are unforgiving.
他们不解怨。
If they get into an argument, they'll never forgive anyone.
他们如果跟别人、有争吵的话，从来不会去 饶恕别人。
They raise their fist at you and say, "Go away, I don't want to talk to you."
他 会大声叫你离开吧，我不想跟你谈话。
And it becomes worse. They're slanderous.
他们、变得更糟糕，他们好说谗言。
They speak evil against other people.
他们说别人的坏话。
They have no self-control, he says.
他们没有能力来自制。
Do whatever you like.
他们想怎么做就怎么。
Say whatever you like.
说想怎么说就怎么说。
Break the law.
他们、破坏这个律法。
Gamble your money.
啊。赌钱
Watch pornography.
看黄色的东西
You see, without self-control, they have no self-control.
没有自制
They are brutal.
他们是非常
Savage, untamed, fierce.
野蛮、不羁、不受约束、凶残的人
I hope no one is brutal in here.
我希望我们这里的人没有一个是非常、野蛮的人
You don't look savage.
你看起来不像
You don't look brutal.
你看起来不像很残暴的。
Sometimes people like that get into churches.
有的时候来教会的人也有很凶暴的人。
Not lovers of good.
不爱良善。
They're treacherous. They are traitors.
他们是卖主卖友的人。
They are like Judas who handed in Jesus.
他们就像叛徒犹大一样啊，背叛了耶稣。
They are reckless.
他们任意妄为。
They act without thinking.
他们啊做事不加考虑。
They are conceited.
他们、自高自大。
They are full of themselves, we say.
他们、里面满了自己。
When we think of people like this, we think of people in the world, don't we?
当我们一想到 这种人的时候，我们想的都是世上的人，是不是？
The murderers, the rapists.
杀人的人，还有奸淫的人。
But we learn here that these people go to church.
但是我们在这里说到，这是教会里的人。
He says, "Be careful, Timothy, because these people have a form of religion. They look religious, but they're not."
保罗提醒提摩太，提摩太，你知道这些个人有敬虔的外貌，但是里面他们并不是真正的基督徒。
Friends, in the Old Testament, the 8th century prophets condemned Israel and Judah because they divorced religion from morality and justice.
你知道在旧约里在公元前的八世纪那时的先知谴责以色列和犹大将宗教从道德和正义当中分离出来。
In Matthew 23:25, listen to what Jesus said.
在马太福音23章25节说的。
To the Pharisees, the religious ones.
耶稣对这些个、法利赛人这些有宗教的人说的话。
Woe to you teachers of the law and hypocrites, you clean the outside of the cup,And dish, but inside you are full of greed and self-indulgence.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡，充满了贪婪和自我放纵。
You see, I'm dressing very nicely.
你看我穿得很好。
I have a nice jumper.
穿得
nice pants.
裤子也很漂亮。
Nice shoes.
鞋子也非常好。
Nice haircut.
也好的发型。
I don't look evil.
看起来我不像很邪恶的人。
And Jesus says, "It's not what you look like on the outside."
耶稣说不是你外边
的 what's inside.
而是你的里面到底是怎么样。
Because you can have a beautiful cup on the outside and you clean your coffee cup, you clean on the outside.
你可能有一个咖啡杯子你把外边洗得很干净。
But if you left some soup in there for 3 weeks,
但是你要把一些三天的汤放在里面。
What would it look like on the inside when
你看看里头会怎么样呢
?Evil, ugly.
非常的丑陋。
And Jesus says,Not just the outside, the inside must be pure and clean.
耶稣说不只是外面，而是你的里面必须是圣洁的，是纯洁的，是干净的。
Paul in this passage says, people have an outward form of religion, they don't have any power.
保罗在这段经文中说呢，那些人他们有敬虔的外貌，有外在的宗教意识，却没有敬虔的力量。
Let's realize this is very scary.
你知道，要意识到这个非常可怕。
Because people could come to church every week and still be evil on the inside.
你知道，人们可能每星期来教会，但是可能里面
You can be a preacher and be evil on the inside.
你可能是一个传道的人，但是你的内心可能是
You could be a singer, a worship leader.
你可能是一个唱歌的人，是一个带敬拜的人。
You can teach English classes and have a nice smile on your face, but inside.You're not right.
但是你可能外面很好看，可以来教圣经、教英语，但是你的里面可能是坏的。
Someone told me after the 11 o'clock service today about two disabled people in a house.
他说今天在11点以后的聚会之后，有人告诉他。
And someone used to visit a lot and started to take money off them.
有人有说有个人有人到他家里去，从他家里拿钱。
They visited them to show love and Christian love, but they were using them and stealing from them.
他去他们家里去帮着好像是帮着他们，但是目的呢是从他们家里偷。
One of my friends was a pastor when I finished Bible college. He finished Bible college. He went to Broken Hill in Western New South Wales.
他说我的一个朋友他们毕了业之后，他们都去牧会，然后有一个人呢去 Broken Hill.
Very different in the country.
跟这里完全不一样的。
And two of the deacons did not like him, and they said, "We hate you."
两个执事对他说，我们不喜欢你。
They said to my friend, who's a pastor, "You're of the devil."
他的朋友说说你是个魔鬼。
We'll get rid of you.
我们要把你赶出去。
It was so difficult. After 12 months, my pastor friend left.
12个月之后，我的这个牧师的朋友就很难离开。
Because the two deacons were evil.
这两个知识非常的邪恶。
Clean on the outside, evil on the inside.
外边呢，非常的干净，但是里面却是邪恶。
And every Sunday they would come to church. The man and his wife, they sit in the front pew, not up the back, front pew.
他说这个人他们每星期来教会，他们就坐在前面的一排。
A big smile on their faces.
他们的脸上带着笑容。
Listening to the sermon.
听这个讲道。
They were dark.Evil inside.
但是他们的心里面却是很黑暗，却是。
A few years after my friend left, guess what happened?
你知道我的朋友离开几年之后发生什么事
？The man left his wife, committed adultery with the next door neighbor, and ran away.
他这个人，他离开了的妻子，然后跟他的邻居就是私跑的。
Have to be careful, right?
所以说，你应当小心谨慎。
When someone says they are following Jesus but does not treat people well, we know there's a problem.
有人说他是基督徒，但是对当他对别人对待别人非常的不好的时候，你应当小心这些人。
There's another Australian pastor who used to speak to big congregations, big youth rallies with thousands and thousands of people.
从前呢，有一位非常有名的基督教的领袖，他曾经到处旅行。旅行给上千的人来传道。
I'm wondering why he was not working as a pastor anymore, because when he used to travel overseas to speak, he committed adultery many times.
有的时候我都不知道他为什么他不再当牧师了，他有的时候跑到世界各地去布道去。
This week I googled him to find out what he was doing.
他经常犯奸淫，这星期呢我在 Google 上查他。
Because he is famous and you can find him on the internet.
他因为他非常有名，所以你在 internet 上可以找到他。
Now he has two divorces, not just one.
他已经两次离婚了。
And the internet said that he had to go to court for domestic abuse.
他需要去法院，因为他在家犯了家庭暴力。
Very, very sad.
非常非常的令人悲哀。
But what about you and what about me?
但是你怎么样呢？我怎么样呢？
Is your godliness powerful?
你的敬虔的能力是有能力的吗？
Is your cup clean on the inside as well as the outside?
你的杯子啊，外面是清洁的，里面也是清洁的吗？
Paul says to Timothy at the end of verse 5, to avoid such people have nothing to do with them.
保罗在第五节啊末尾告诉提摩太要远离这些人，不要和他们打交道。
We need to cut ourselves off from those who pretend to be Christians but are causing harm.
我们应该跟那些个人啊来断绝来往，他们自己说是基督徒，但是他们并不是真正的基督徒。
And verses 6 to 9, we have to beware of their abusive counterfeit ministry.
啊，第三个是我们应当谨防那些个滥用假冒施工的人。
Listen to what they do, verse 6. Can you read that for me, 6 and 7?
我们读6到9节。那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的正是这等人，这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。
They are evil on the inside and they're trying to manipulate, control other people.
啊，这些人他们常常是想控制别人，他们是邪恶的。
They pretend to go to the homes to help out the women, but they're there to exploit them and to use them.
他们去别人家里去，去好像是帮助那些妇女，但是目的是利用他们。
Maybe the husbands are at work and the women are home by themselves in this story.
啊，在这故事呢，啊，这些个啊女，这些女人，他们的丈夫呢，可能去工作，女人在家里。
And the women here are weak in two areas. Number one, morally weak. They are burdened with sins and swayed by all kinds of evil desires.
啊。这些女人她们、啊、可能是软弱的，有两份的软弱，一个是道德上软弱，她们背负罪孽，被各种样的私欲，邪恶的私欲所影响。
And the false teachers probably played upon their feelings of guilt and manipulated these women for their own profit、
啊、有些假教师进入他们的家，就是利用他们的、啊、罪恶的感觉来操纵他们，利用他们。
And they're intellectually weak, they're learning but never acknowledging the truth, never trusting in Jesus.
第二方面是他们的智力比例低下，他们总是在学习接受教导，但是好像永远都不能明白真道。
Friends, we must be careful today because sometimes as we do ministry, pastors and youth leaders and others can play on the weaknesses of people who depend on them for religious guidance.
但我们现在应当注意，在教会中那些牧师、啊、日托的员工、青年领袖，可能他们可能会利用啊、那些个依靠他们、啊、进行宗教指导的人来利用他们的弱点。
Sometimes people come to a minister for help and they develop an attraction for the minister or dependence upon them.
有的时候在教会里、啊、有些来寻求牧师帮助的人可能对牧师产生了吸引力，产生了依赖。
And sometimes the other way, pastors can feel an attraction for someone who comes to them for help and that can lead to great problems.
啊、有的时候相反的情况也可能出现，因为有的人、啊、来寻求牧师的引导，这牧师会因为同情他，然后呢产生对他产生吸引力，这样就会造成了问题。
Friends, there are terrible stories in the Christian world.
因为在、啊、基督教的社会里，基督教这个圈子里，有的时候会发生非常可怕的事情。
As I said before, stealing money,
有的时候、啊、他们会从教会里偷钱。
Controlling, manipulating,
他们会操纵别人，会利用别人。
Sexual abuse,
啊啊，性犯罪。
Adultery,
啊，奸淫。
As a church, we are very careful of how people live and act.
所以在教会里，我们应当啊非常的小心，人会怎么样生活，怎么样行为。
Because we're living in the last days, distressing days.
因为我们正生活在这个幕后的时代里，就是在这个。
Paul warned Timothy and Paul warns us.
啊，保罗来啊警告提摩太，也来警告我们。
Sometimes senior pastors are not very kind to associate pastors.
有的时候啊，这个啊，这个高级牧师会对这个啊，联合的牧师会产生非常的。
Sometimes associate pastors are not very kind to senior pastors.
有的时候啊，这个小的牧师会大牧师会不是很。
We can joke about it because we get on, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell them we get on.
但是我们很处相处的非常好。
But I know some people working together in pastoral teams, they fight all the time, they can't get on.
他是有的时候在啊牧师的群里面，有的时候会互相的争夺，不会好好的相处。
Sometimes people in music teams don't get on.
有的时候在啊音乐传师音乐团契里的人。
Sometimes in Bible studies they don't get on.
有的时候在查经班里，人们会没有办法好好相处。
Sometimes it's hard when we come from different parts of China because we don't get on.
有的时候我们去。不同中国的不同地方，有的时候我们也不是很容易相处。
But friends, we are Christians. We have the Holy Spirit. God wants us to live new lives.
神，因为我们是基督徒，我们有圣灵，神希望我们能够在一起能够和睦相处。
And finally, these men are not only ungodly; they don't believe the truth.
你知道这些个人不仅说这些个人不仅他们不真正的敬虔，而是他们不明白真理。
Listen to verses 8 and 9 as the final two verses.
我们读最后的两节经文，就是第八节和第九节。从前亚尼和羊皮怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。他们的心底坏了，在真道上是可废弃的，然而他们不能再这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像那二人一样。
See, Jannes and Jambres, according to Jewish tradition,the names of the two chief magicians in Pharaoh's court who opposed the prophet Moses.
这里两个名字是亚尼和羊皮，在圣经里没出现，但是根据圣经的传统这两个人是法老院中抵挡摩西的那两位魔术师的名字。
So Jannes and Jambres were magicians. The false teachers are imposters and deceivers. Verse 13.
你知道吗？亚尼和羊皮他们是这个魔术师，但是呢，在那保罗说你要小心的这些人呢，是那个时代的假教师。
See, Paul is like Moses. Moses had the truth, and Paul has the truth that he passes on to Timothy.
保罗呢，就像摩西啊，保罗他有真理，他把真理教导提摩太。
What is the truth?
真理是什么呢？
It is the truth that Paul has passed on to Timothy.
就是保罗托付给提摩太的使徒的信仰。
The apostolic faith, the message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection.
就是使徒的信仰，就是耶稣的死和复活。
Don't let the false teachers change it.
不要让假教师的教训来改变了我们的信仰。
Don't let them add anything to the gospel.
不要让他们在福音上加添什么。
Don't let them take anything away from the gospel.
也不要让他们从我们的这个福音里拿走什么。
False teachers and ungodly men are trying to destroy the church.
你知道这些假教师，这些不敬虔的人，他们在设法的来破坏教会。
God wants us to stand strong.
神希望我们能在真理上站立得住。
We have His word.
我们有他的话。
We have good news of the gospel.
我们有好的好消息。
We live in the last days.
我们生活在这个末后的时代里。
We will be careful and watch out for the false teachers and the ungodly.
我们应当小心来谨慎那些个不敬虔的人的假的教训。
We hold on to the true gospel.
我们坚持我们的真实的福音。
We recognize and reject counterfeit ministry.
我们辨认出并且拒绝那些假冒的事工。
And we pray that our godliness would be powerful.
我们要确保我们的敬虔的力量是强大的。
I want you to remember as you worship today and finish today and go out for coffee and tea later, I want you to picture the cup.
当你今天我们聚完之后，你会要喝茶的时候，我们要看看这个杯子。
Clean on the outside.
外面这个杯子是干净的。
Make sure it's clean on the inside.
要确定里面也是干净的。
Because God wants holy, godly hearts.
因为神希望我们有圣洁的、敬虔的心思。
Not hatred.
没有仇恨。
Not self-love.
没有自爱自怜。
Not arrogance.
没有傲慢。
No deceit.
没有欺骗。
No adultery.
没有奸淫。
But he wants holiness and godliness. To God be the glory.
他希望我们里面有敬虔，有圣洁，我们把荣耀归给神。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that you warned Timothy about the difficult times in the last days.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你警告提摩太要啊要谨慎那些末后的日子。
Please protect our church from ungodliness and evil.
请你保守我们的教会啊，免受那些个不敬虔的人，还有那些个啊啊远离那些个啊危险的人。
Help us to be authentic disciples.
帮助我们成为真实的基督徒。
Who believe the gospel?
让我们来相信你的福音。
And live new holy lives to the glory of God.
过一个啊崭新的圣洁的生活，把荣耀归给神。
Lord God, if our cup is filled with ugliness, help us to remove it.
主啊，如果我们的杯，我们的心里面是肮脏的，求你来除去这些污秽。
May we be as beautiful on the inside as we are on the outside.
求你帮助我们，让我们的心灵是美丽的，就像我们的外表是美丽的一样。
We ask that you would clean us up through Jesus Christ and by His power. Amen.
我们求你来洁净我们的里面啊，让我们靠着耶稣的圣名啊，用耶圣灵的大能，奉主耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.
Thank you, Andrew.